Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. The strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Asians has new legislation. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A bill confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans is moving to the House after passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 94, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The White House strongly supports the bill. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply since the coronavirus came out of China. Hate crimes against Asian Americans taking place in such cities as Seattle, Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, which are all run by Democrats.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a 13-month low last week, suggesting layoffs were subsiding. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 39,000 to a seasonally adjusted 547,000 for the week ending April 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare has many Americans worried. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Covering the cost of healthcare is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR hits the big track this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. The Geico 500 500 is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we have the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Hey, DeRoy, happy day to you. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great, Bill. I spent a little time out in Colorado and was on the slopes and then got some sunshine.
Oh, good.
Fresh snow beneath my skis, so I feel much recharged and invigorated. Tan, rested, and ready, if you will.
Well, good for you. I've got to tell you, I'm jealous. When I heard you were hitting the slopes, it's been so many years. At my age right now, I'm just a little nervous to try and, you know, catch an edge and, you know, maybe hurt myself. But I'll tell you, for many years, there wasn't many snow seasons that I missed out on. It may be pulling me back once again. You're inspiring me, buddy.
I recommend Winter Park and the Zephyr Mountain Lodge, both wonderful places.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Hey, let's get into topics at hand. First of all, let me ask you this. What was LeBron James thinking?
Well, I disagree with one word to use, which is just thinking.
Thinking?
Not much thinking going on there. Yeah, I mean, this Twitter message of his showing the police officer who was involved in that shooting in Columbus, Ohio, with the word, "You're next." Words, "You're next." I mean, if that's not a threat, I don't know what is. I don't believe the officer's photo had been published anywhere until he posted it. I think he took it down, but of course, you know, once something's on Twitter, it's always on Twitter. You can dig it up easily. It's permanent. And now I guess people know what this officer looks like, and who knows if his house is going to be surrounded, attacked, burned to the ground, or who knows what. I also think it's astonishing that you have people defending the woman at the knife who was shot and killed, and you've got members of Congress saying, well, you know, people fight with knives all the time. The cops shouldn't get involved in knife fights. Look, if this cop had not shot the girl with the knife and the other one had been stabbed and killed, then it would be, well, what a racist. He didn't stop the attack. This other girl is dead. She bled to death on the ground. Why didn't the cop step in? It must be racism that he didn't. I mean, no matter what this guy, whatever the cop did, he would have been attacked by the Wokistanis and the Cancelistas. They hate the cops. No matter what the cops do, the cops are wrong. And I just want to know what did these people expect him to do? Just let this stabbing go ahead and let the little girl at the other end of the knife just have her throat slit open and bleed to death in front of her family and neighbors? I guess that would have been the correct posture, I suppose, according to the BLM types and the others.
Well, this is what lawlessness, you know, brings. You know, we ignore law and order. We're trying to redefine it. The woke, you know, culture, you know, as you say, the woke Marxists have control of the narrative and they want to redefine it. But you can't have one without the other. Law comes with order. And what we're doing right now in the disassembling of said elements, law and order, I mean, we're really creating some havoc and introducing chaos into the body politic, into the culture, which is very dangerous. I mean, you wonder, I mean, how much more of this can we handle, DeRoy?
Well, you know, it's alas, I wish these people were just engaging in slogans, but these terrible ideas have dire consequences. We've seen the shooting rates, a number of people in shooting incidents, people who've been killed in shooting deaths, homicides, assaults, all sorts of violent crimes just shooting up in these cities where they defunded the police. I remember when this idea first came along, we all laughed, oh, defund the police, that's hilarious. Well, of course, they meant it, the left went and did this. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, as she's known, said that, oh, this will be great. It'll be like the suburbs, she promised. Well, guess what the suburbs look like? You look at Minneapolis, you look at San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, et cetera, and you've got violent crime skyrocketing when they basically reduce money for the cops, basically send them the message, we don't like you, we hate you. And the cops figure, okay, right. Well, I'm going to stick my neck out and, you know, maybe get killed, maybe get fired, maybe get sued. And they stand back. The criminals fill in that vacuum. And the people who get hurt and killed are generally not, you know, rich white folks in the suburbs. They're lower income minorities in poorer areas, and those are the ones who are actually on the ground bleeding and dying as a result of this ridiculous defund the police concept.
Yeah, what echoes once again is what Charles Barkley, and you and I talked about this last time, you know, Charles Barkley put out very directly is that these forces, this woke force that is out there, and it's really a small minority of people when you think about it at the end of the day. It's like 90%, maybe even more than that, are just going along to get along, and meanwhile we're being overrun with wokeism, and we have to, you know, we have to, you know, either give them place and consideration when their policies are just totally stupid.
Yeah, and the thing is, people just won't stand up to these folks. So I'll give you a concrete, much more mundane and nowhere as horrifying an example in terms of its impact, but one of the things I found amazing at Winter Park, the wonderful ski resort I just visited, they had a ski lift, which is now called the Explorer Express. Now, as you approach the Explorer Express, you see the faded paint from where the previous sign was, and it says Eskimo Express, and they peeled Eskimo Express. Now it's Explorer Express.
Oh.
Somebody said, oh, Eskimo is racist. Oh, my God. And they freaked out, and they said, okay, let's rename it Explorer Express. I mean, I don't know who and which Eskimos there are in the middle of Colorado. I think they tend to be
Colorado,
there, so
right.
I'm not sure who that was. Right. My guess is some white liberal came forward and said, oh, my God, this is racist, and freaked out. And of course, Winter Park either went along with this or you know, buckled under. And now that chairlift is called Explorer Express. So I guess that saves everything, and every Native American Indian now can go on and live in peace, prosperity, and good health now that chairlift has been renamed. That's just one example of this sort of stuff. I don't know who, if anybody, will stand up to these people and say, look, this is ridiculous. We have better things to do. Why don't you put your time into tutoring kids or helping young people with problems overcome their challenges and difficulties. Maybe put your energy into that rather than this, you know, endless virtue signaling and symbolic nonsense.
Well, and the thing that's interesting about all this, again, when you look at the demographic and who is scratching this itch that nobody else is feeling, what it seems to be indicated, even Malcolm X warned about this. He said, beware of the white liberal. I mean, and we have white liberals abounding that are coming out with this woke narrative, which, you know, at the end of the day is not holding any water. But meanwhile, I mean, what a powerful force. I mean, they're pulling down statues, changing names of schools, go figure at mountains, for a trail that is no longer, you know, you can't even say Eskimo. And what about the Eskimos who are probably proud to, you know, whenever they came there, you know, how rare they may have come there to see a trail named after them, but no more.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they may have taken great pride in that. I mean, you know, it wasn't called the stupid Eskimo Express or the idiotic Eskimo Express.
Right.
The Eskimo Express. There's no, I don't see the insult there. And someone there, I met one of the locals, made the interesting observation that, great, so they took the name Eskimo off and put on the name Explorer. And, of course, explorers were the ones who came in, settled the West, and in many cases oppressed the American Indians. So, gee, what a great advance for social justice that was. So I'm not sure that they...
This is the thing. You love these... Yeah, you love today's thought leaders, and you wonder, you go, where are you leading us to? You know, and what I see happening here, Drew, I don't know about you, but we're all being dumbed down because the conversation is so commandeered that you really can't have a very intellectual conversation about these matters. Otherwise, the cancel culture will be all over you.
Yeah, if you say anything with the challenges there. Narrative, they don't say, okay, that's interesting, let me respond to that. It's, oh, you're evil, you're a racist, you're a fascist, you're a hater, etc. And as a consequence, a lot of people don't open their mouths. I've got a lot of friends of mine, and we'll be sitting in a restaurant and some topic like this will come up, and they start whispering. I go, why are you whispering?
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to hear what I'm saying. And these are, you know, grown American adults in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. And they're now whispering in New York City, which is supposed to be a pretty open-minded kind of place, because they're afraid if anybody overhears them, they'll get fired. I mean, this is there's a certain sort of East German quality to American life today that I never thought I would ever see.
We've got more from Deroy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry is excited to be sharing the gospel with listeners in Pakistan. We began working in Pakistan just over a year ago, and God has used us to support local ministry partners through the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, many of our listeners are still struggling because of the virus. Some find it difficult to find food and medicine to sustain their families. Through indigenous missionaries and pastors, the Tide Ministry gives hope to those who are suffering. Working with local pastors in Pakistan, we record gospel messages in 2 Pakistani languages, which we're broadcasting across the country. We are thankful that the airwaves have allowed us to share the love and hope of Jesus Christ across borders and through lockdowns. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, hey, we're grateful to have the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, Deroy Murdoch, continues with us. Deroy, I wanted to talk about, we laid out all this, in craziness that's happening in our culture today, but what we're starting to see, and you pointed this out in your latest column, that even some Democrats are starting to resist the resistance.
There is a bit of that, to my probably cautious optimism, I suppose.
Optimism. I'm with you on that.
You are seeing, to some degree, that some of this stuff has gone so wacky. You've seen Democrats go in the other direction. For example, on the border with Joe Biden, the chaos is there has gotten so completely out of control. I think Biden finally used the word crisis to describe it all. I guess he misspoke in the White House.
Exactly.
Well, he didn't really. He was speaking as in his personal capacity, not as President of the United States, which I didn't know.
Well the media, did you see the media response? They fainted. They all fainted when they heard him say crisis.
It collapsed.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
But you do have some Democrats, such as Congressman Henry Cuellar and a number of others who are Texas Democrats, who said, look, this situation is out of control. These kids are in dire straits. There is nothing humane about letting people run across and then just sit in these shelters where they're packed in without social distancing with high rates of COVID positivity. And they're pointing out, look, this is a completely unmanageable situation. And these are not Republicans. These are Democrats. Saying that sort of thing, so that's rather encouraging. On the West Coast, you've got the San Francisco School Board, which has got to be, I'm sure, one of the most left-wing political bodies in America, and they have decided to put on hold, if not reverse, their decision to rename, I think it's 44 different schools out in the public schools in San Francisco, named after George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Paul Revere, John Muir, Dianne Feinstein, these white nationalists, of course, you know them for that for that reputation. And they said, look, this is ridiculous. We really need to focus on getting the kids back into school, and once they're back in school and studying in person, then we can revisit this. My hope is they'll just abandon the whole thing and not revisit this. They've discovered that a lot of the decisions to rename these schools, such as the Paul Revere School, they wanted to take Paul Revere's name off because supposedly he was involved in some effort to oppress Indians. In fact, he was involved in a battle against the British in a territory that had an Indian name, but it did not involve oppressing any Indians. They just got that wrong. Then there was some complaint about Dianne Feinstein, I guess, when she was mayor. There was, for some reason, Confederate flag flying on the City Hall property, and rather than tear it down and burn it, she apparently replaced it. So I guess that makes her like the imperial wizardress of the KKK. I mean, this is ridiculous. So I'm glad to see that even the San Francisco School Board seems to be tapping the brakes on some of this nonsense. So maybe we've reached the edge.
It's like,
we're going to start moving back from it, I hope.
Yeah, well, what do they do with their standard bearer and now President of the United States, Joe Biden, with his relationship with obstructionists, with people, abolitionists, with people that wanted to, violate our civil rights, that was really, very active, I would say, in things that are Jim Crow-like. I mean, today, if you want to stop a conversation or stop any kind of, real voting rights and reform, just mention Jim Crow and everybody freezes and stops.
Yeah, they do. And this is Jim Crow. Those are two of the ugliest words in the English language. That's, 0 to 100 in 3 seconds in terms of political volatility. And if Jim Crow's a problem, I want to know why was it. I think it was just 5-6 years ago. Joe Biden was in West Virginia giving a very warm, passionate, loving, and caring eulogy for his close friend and mentor, I think he called him, former Senator Robert KKK Byrd of West Virginia. He was not just some guy who went to a KKK meeting back in the 40s or 50s and thought, this isn't for me, I'll go do something else. He was a recruiter. He recruited something like, I think the number was 100 or 120 brand new Klansmen for a KKK chapter that he started himself in Crab Orchard, West Virginia. This guy was a Klan recruiter. He went on to filibuster the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and all sorts of other civil rights measures. And rather than turn their backs on this hardened racist, you saw Joe Biden and Obama and Bill Clinton and these other people all lined up to throw roses on his casket. And this wasn't back in the 70s or 80s. This was, I think, 2015. This was just 5-6 years ago. Unbelievable. And now that same guy is going to lecture us about Jim Crow while in his own state of Delaware. You need to show voter ID to vote. They have 0 days of in-person early voting. They do not have non-excused absentee ballots. Georgia has non-excused absentee ballots and 17 days of early voting. So if the Georgia law is Jim Crow. I think the one in Delaware has got to be Jim Ostrich or something like that. And I'm not
exactly.
Clean up the act in Delaware before you tax Georgia.
Well, this whole situation anyway, I mean, the states themselves are to control voting. And to nationalize, are you going to tell me the states are willingly going to give up their power and authority to conduct an election and just kowtow to the wokest and the Democratic Party?
I think that the governors and state legislatures might actually like the fact that they're the ones who decide how easy or how strict the voting standards will be in those states. That's what the framers wanted. They said in the Constitution, it says that the timing and manner of elections will be handled by state legislatures, not the U.S. Congress, not the
yes.
U.S. Senate, not the U.S. House, right. Not the White House. This is something done at the state level. Part of the reason for that is that it's a lot harder to steal an election if you have 50 different systems, 50 different sets of rules, et cetera, than just one national set of rules. And then people can figure, okay, this is the same that's going to apply from San Francisco all the way to Miami. And so, therefore,
right.
Let's cheat this particular way. If you want to cheat, you got to figure 50 different ways to do so, and that's one of the things mm-hmm. that makes it harder to steal elections in this country, which is a good thing.
Well, you know, and this is the thing that's so idiotic and why people are scratching their heads. You know, everyday citizens, we're paying for this craziness. I mean, what a waste of money. This is already a moot issue. It should be. It's already determined in the Constitution that the states have the authority. I haven't heard that the states are relinquishing en masse this authority, and they're looking for federalization of our voting rights.
Well, I think what the Democrats are probably trying to do is to pass this H.R. 1 is the bill that would nationalize mm-hmm. the elections and make a lot of what happened last fall, these temporary measures because of COVID-19, like mass mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, reduction of signature requirements, all that sort of thing. Those are supposedly temporary measures. Well, this H.R. 1 would make this permanent. In the U.S. Code, mm-hmm. all the entire country would have to abide by it. It would make voter ID cards illegal and so on. This has already passed the House. They're hoping it'll pass the Senate, although the filibuster might stop it. We'll see how long that lasts. And I think the Democrats know that this is unconstitutional. They're going to go ahead and do it anyway and then hope that the Supreme Court either refuses to hear the case or just buckles under and approves it. And I hope that doesn't happen, but I got to say the Supreme Court seems to have this idea that it's really not their business to get involved in electoral questions. You know, why are you looking at us? You know, we don't want to get involved. That's not our jobs. They just this week decided not to hear a case involving absentee ballots in Pennsylvania. Now,
yes.
I think we need to get some decisions on, okay, is this permitted? Is this not permitted? How far can we go with this? What are the boundaries? They refuse to step in and tell us. And so we're going to have another election where all kinds of stuff goes on in Pennsylvania and other states. And who knows what's going to cost which part of the election in 2022 with the midterms or 2024 with the presidential election. And we're looking for some guidance and decisions from the state Supreme Court. And for whatever reason, they've decided, well, you know, it's not really our job to settle disputes. Well, no, that is your job. That's why you're there.
That is exactly.
That's what we pay you to do, not to punt and say, oh, don't look at us. Sorry. Not our job.
Yeah,
no, it is
right.
Your jobs. Do your jobs and make a decision. And, you know, you and I might love the decision. We might dislike the decision. But at least we'll have a decision. We all can operate from the basis of knowing what is and is not constitutional. Right now, we just have a bunch of question marks rather than any kind of clarity. And that's not, not helpful for anybody.
And what's squeaking out every once in a while are some facts about the 2020 election that just add fire to what people want to insist is conspiratorial. But look at the reason it's in the conspiratorial realm is because the powers to be, the powers that we expect to investigate, they're not doing their job, whether it's the FBI, whether it's Congress, whether it is, unfortunately, as you state, the Supreme Court. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. As always, we appreciate DeRoy being with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Thank you, DeRoy. Have a great day.
Bill, great talk to you. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. The strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Huey joins us now, the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newspapers, newsletters in America, titled The Huey Report. Craig, good to be talking to you again, as always. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, lots to talk about. A shocking headline in this week's Huey Report is there's going to be states that will never reopen. I mean, that's a harsh reality that seems to be the case, which is, you know, quite interesting, Craig, because in contrast, when you look at the states that are open, you know, whether we're, you know, talking Florida, you know, South Dakota, I mean, you know, just go down the list here. There's a clear differentiation, and I hate to bring it into politics, but it is what it is. You've got red states outperforming blue states, and the blue states are so stubborn that they can't even take a lead, you know, from the success of other states in the union, and they're resisting it in much the same way. I mean, this attitude goes all the way into the White House. I mean, forget about all the successful things that your predecessor was able to accomplish that had in motion. Oh, no, let's just throw out a bunch of executive orders and undermine everything. And, oh, yeah, let's open up the vault and encumber people with even more taxes than we're already dealing with. It's never ending here, the insanity of it all, Craig.
Bill, the way you articulated that is awesome because you are so right. And it is insanity. And anybody with clarity, anybody with reason, anybody who understands the economy and economics, anybody who understands these lockdowns were devastating economically, emotionally, psychologically, for the kids. What we've done, robbing the kids of a year of education, is going to have terrible consequences. Churches being shut down, people not able to fellowship. jobs disappearing, companies disappearing, horrific. And here's the thing, the lockdowns were a failure. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing in the, what I call the free states, is an economic boom. Anybody who is in New York or California, New Mexico or Oregon, New Jersey, Minnesota, Michigan, any of these lockdown states, they go to a free state like Texas, Florida, mm-hmm. Tennessee, and they see people with a smile,
yes.
without the paranoia and without the fear. And they see the economy going. And they see kids in school, and it's so different. It's like two different realities. Mm-hmm. And Bill, here's the sad part. The most people do not understand. They've listened to the doctors. They've listened to the politicians. They listen to the media and the social media. And they really have a warped, twisted view about what COVID-19 is, mm-hmm. and the impact of these lockdowns. They've been a failure. And despite that, why is it that politicians who have seen their economies destroyed, they've seen people wiped out, they've seen the highest death rate, more death, more hospitalizations with the lockdown states than those who are free? You know, Texas is a good example, Bill. They said people were going to die in mass when they took away the mask mandate.
Yes.
But they also said the same thing when they said businesses could reopen. And they also said the same thing when they said churches could open up. The death rate was not there. And yet, Oregon right now is moving to keep masks on, even outside, moving to keep restrictions on businesses that are open. And praise God for the U.S. Supreme Court, because of their recent Supreme Court ruling, they're trying to close the churches, and they can't because of the Supreme Court ruling. But other areas with schools and what have you, they want to keep the lockdown mentality. And people look at that and say, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But it does make sense if you're a believer in statism,
mm-hmm.
if you don't believe in individual liberty, if your policies are for collectivism and pro-socialism, having a lockdown is perfect. If you're a bureaucrat and you want to expand your power and keep your control, you don't want to stop a lockdown. You want to increase it. You want to have more micromanaging of people. Part of the problem is bureaucracy and the politicians. It's in their self-interest, not the people, and the politician and bureaucrat self-interest to keep the lockdown.
Well, and that's an excellent point right there. People need to know the difference. You know, are they serving you or serving themselves? That's the question. That's the critical question that they are afraid that you're going to ask. Because, Craig, you know, you and I are students of the Bible. And what's happening right now is as expected. You know, you go to Isaiah. Isaiah said, woe on that day that things that are good are called bad. Bad is good, evil, good, and sweet, sour, sour. We're here. We're right here. We're in an upside-down world, number one. The second thing the Bible talks about, and you mentioned this in terms of knowledge, we will be seekers of knowledge and find none. I mean, and it's kind of it, because we've kind of backed ourselves in a corner, and we've gone along with the proletariat here to dumb ourselves down, to allow ourselves to be controlled, and we have forsaken true intelligence and knowledge for ideology. And I keep using this reference of Jordan Peterson, which I was one of my big takeaways from his book. And that is that we can be so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. That's my interpretation. He didn't say it exactly that way, but that's what he was saying. And I see how this is acted out time and again. And who is it that's fanning ideology but the politicians? As Charles Barkley so brilliantly said a couple of weeks ago, which shocked the panelists, the rest of the black panelists that were there with him, they didn't know what to say. But, you know, if you remember, he just said, look, I'm convinced there's a lot of good white people. There's a lot of good black people. And for the most part, you know, we want to get along, help each other, enjoy, enjoy our country, enjoy our communities and that sort of thing. I'm extending his conversation or his point just a bit. But he said, look, it's these politicians that want to get us at each other's throats. The advantage goes to them. And he said he's fed up with it. And I think that, you know, that should be a big wake-up call for all of us, that we have to realize that we're not controlling this. We should, because according to the Constitution, it says we the people, right? It doesn't say we the government. It says we the people. See, but the thing is, we the people do not understand what the power source is and how to trigger that mechanism. That's what we need to do and come together in mass unified to that end that supersedes anything that's political. This isn't a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat. I've been saying this from day one, Craig Huey. This isn't about politics. This is, as you said earlier, it's about our kids. It's about, you know, our families. It's our marriages. It's one another. And you know, and it's this great country that God has given to us. And, hey, you know, are we going to keep it? Or are we going to mess this thing up? And right now, it seems like we're messing this thing up. But, you know, the one who truly gave us this country and this idea is still in charge. And I maintain that if we but turn to him, just as 2 Chronicles 7:13 says, and we admit that, look, we've blown it. We've overstepped our boundaries. We're out of our lane. God, forgive us. We're going to turn from, yes, our wicked ways. Our ways have been wicked. Anything that is against God and God's purpose and God's ordination is wicked. It is evil. Now, don't listen to the Marxists, because they want to, you know, they want to rewrite that, Craig. They want to make it sound sweet and acceptable. You know, with God, it either is or it isn't. It really is down the line. There's no in between, is there?
There really isn't. And Bill, you know, the fact is, one of the things you just said is it's ideological. And what we're seeing is a divide in states ideologically like you can't believe. 8 states, you know, never issued really a stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. You have a situation where some 6 states are completely reopened. And most states are back to normal, but there's about 7 states that are going to be in lockdown as long as they can, for years if they can, because of ideology.
Exactly.
The pro-social.
Got to go to break, Craig. We'll be back. More from Craig Huey.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assists in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with orders forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, Craig Huey, I say enough of this looking for a revival. Go out and be a revival. You know, it starts with one person. You know, Charles Finney said years ago, says that revival happens when it's most needed. You know, I look over the landscape, not only of this country, but the entire world right now. And boy, have we ever been ripe for a revival, it is now. Although what I'm hearing is outside of this country, overseas, there are events, there are revival events that are occurring. It just hasn't caught up here in America. Maybe because of our, you know, stiff-neckedness, if I can say. You know, we're just so stiff-necked. And we have, you know, in this postmodern world, this idea that, you know, it just astounds me. I mean, how arrogant are we that we say, hey, God, you know, we know you found it, and, you know, our first president, George Washington, you know, often cited you and said, but for the hand of divine providence, we wouldn't, you know, the American idea would never have really taken hold, much less germinated and become what it is today had it not be for God himself. But yet there is this ruling class that says it wasn't by the hand of God, you know, that it's a sinful nation, because if it was by the hand of God, it would have been perfect. There wouldn't have been slavery. There wouldn't have been all these other things that, you know, are so sinful, and is why, you know, the constant narrative in the supposedly, you know, intelligentsia universities and that is such that America bad, you know, Marxism good right now.
Yeah, you know, we are on a downward, fast-paced decline morally, socially, racially, economically, so many different ways. And, you know, talking about our Christian roots and talking about the Bible, you know, Romans 8:28, what does that say? It's in the Bible that basically God takes that which is bad and turns it to good. You have listeners right now that are in despair, disbelief, discouraged, feeling like they have no power, no ability to make a change, that they don't know what's going to happen next. They take a look at their lives, their kids' lives, their retirement, and they see chaos coming forward. And yet, I got to tell you, throughout history, God has been faithful. And I really believe that your listeners in their homes, in their communities, nationwide, we can see what you talked about, a revival. Just think, the first revival that took place was the First Great Awakening. And that was before there was the United States. And all over the colonies, there were hilltops filled with people listening to lay preachers, listening to different people, and they're talking about repenting of their sins and accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and having a personal relationship because of Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead. And people are hearing this. And there is a massive revival throughout the colonies. And people are being saved and people are turning to God. And what happened? It laid the foundation for the Declaration of Independence, for America to become a free nation. And it said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Things that track with biblical truth. And what it did, it laid the foundation for the United States of America to be born. And we had America. Then people kind of drifted away from God. And as they drifted away from God, around the 1820s, 1830s, there was a second Great Awakening, the second massive revival across the United States, for all over the United States. Hilltops, tents, people were on their knees, hands lifted to heaven, crying out for forgiveness, repentance, and accepting Christ. There was revival, and that laid the foundation for the destruction of the evil of slavery. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the nightmare we have experienced with the closing of the church, the unconstitutional closing of the churches, Satan did his best to destroy ministries, churches, people's fellowship, putting Christians into fear, putting population into fear. But I believe that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I think he's going to turn this around. Mm-hmm. And I see evidence of young people starting a revival. I see concerts going on. I see in California, along the beaches, hundreds of people are being saved and baptized in churches. The mm-hmm. churches that reopened, like I went out to two churches in California that were opened illegally last year in April. Mm-hmm. Those churches are filled. John MacArthur's church is filled.
Right.
There's not enough seats. My church is filled out here in Tennessee, not enough seats. The fact is, there's a hunger and thirst for truth and righteousness and what God can do. And exactly. I believe we have the seeds of revival now, Bill.
Yeah. No, I would agree with what you're saying. I think we're all seeing this in part, as we say. You see in part, you prophesy in part. These churches were, rendering to God that which was God's, not to Caesar. Because that what happens in the church is God ordained. It is not state ordained. And God bless them for standing up. I mean, and this is what's going on now. As common sense Americans are starting to stand up. People of faith are leading the way. You're right, but even more so they should. But, I was just hearing this morning, and this was a group of women that were telling their government officials, take the mask off the kids. It is time to take.
Yeah.
This thing is so unscientific, which is ridiculous. Totally. I mean, here you are. You've got to. You got a mask, that can only restrain an element, by 30 micrometers or something like that.
Yeah.
And the virus is like 0.10 in size.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks at that mask like a guy. We know this. I mean, the intelligent people, supposedly these scientists that we've been relying on know this. This is why Dr. Fauci instinctively said early on, a mask isn't going to help. But now it's become that's become the 666 of this modern era. Are you wearing a mask or not? Right.
It's a political symbol. Now they're talking about double masks. Oregon's saying you got to have a mask forever.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still living in fear. When I go to a lockdown state like California, most of the population feels they're going to die if they take it off. And
yet
in free states, nobody has it on. And here's the thing. Revival is necessary, and that means prayer, That means people getting back into church. That means people telling others about Christ. That means praying that revival would sweep the land. Any of your listeners can do that. Second, we have an election coming up in 2020. We can't sit down.
2022.
Voter fraud.
Two years from now. 22. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 22. And we've got an election coming up, and even before then, there's school board elections. There's city council elections. There are people of faith that need to run for office. There's people of faith that need to go out and vote their values, not against their values. And you know, if we can be unified based upon this is the heart and soul of America. If there was no U.S., what's happening for freedom in the church and the world?
Yeah. Well, Dinesh D'Souza posed that question, didn't he, with that one movie that he did? You know, imagine a world without America. And this is the thing that Marxists and the socialist movement in America today wants us to believe would be of some value. I mean, these people have been incredibly indoctrinated and propagandized, and they're bringing this false narrative out into the public square, supported by, our mainstream media that have sold themselves out, which is just so ridiculous, Craig, because at the end of the day, when you think about it, it is such a small minority of people. I mean, we're probably talking less than 10% of the people really believe this garbage, you know, and they're passionate about it, and they want to control the 90%, which is no different than what happened in Germany, if you recall.
Yeah, and remember, Germany, the Nazis were the National Socialist Party. It was socialism. What is communism in China? It's socialism, and it's the same type of mentality where a small minority is controlling through the power and coercion of the state the lives of the individual to stamp out Christianity, to control people, to control the economy. Fallen, broken man cannot do that.
Yeah. Lives and property. Craig, the very thing that God has given us, these inalienable rights, the collective, all in the name of the collective, want to take full control because in their own genius arrogance, they believe they're better off. I mean, isn't that what Nancy Pelosi told us not that long ago, saying that all these elected officials were so brilliant that they had 3-4 other jobs that they could work at. But lucky for us, they chose us.
Oh, my goodness.
So to speak. Jeez, you know, of course, this is the brilliant woman that told us that, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, it's like Jack in the Box here. You know, she just comes up with such great things, you know, and I don't know.
But it's sad. It's very sad. But you know what? Prayer and people voting, people running for office, people not being so discouraged that they give up. We got to be a people of courage, and we got to fight for freedom. We got to fight for individual rights. We got to fight to be able to make sure that we see a turnaround in the next couple of years, because we can't continue this path.
Yeah, and I want everybody to know, Craig Huey, it's okay to smile, okay? It is okay to smile because we know that all is well in the name of Jesus. Craig Huey, he is the founder proprietor of the Huey Report. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your